It's Radio Munson on WGLT Normal. There's our Basie fix for tonight here on Radio Munson. It's the New Testament Band, Basie's second band. The first Basie band, which was called later on the Old Testament Band, was formed in the 1930s in Kansas City and came as far east as Illinois and Chicago and then on to New York City and just really led the way of big bands playing great jazz during the Great Swing era. By 1950, economics forced Basie to give up the band, and he had a smaller combo that tried to make ends meet for a couple of years. Then in 1952, Basie formed a big band again. It was every bit as good as the first one. Had that same wonderful rhythm section, Joe Jones on drums, Walter Page playing bass, we just heard him there, and Freddie Green, longtime guitarist, still strumming the guitar. And this song, Down for Double, was recorded a few years later. I think it was 1956 when they recorded Down for Double, which was written by his guitarist, Freddie Green. Of course, that was Basie playing piano. Here's another Freddie Green song that was recorded just a couple of years ago by Melissa Morgan. It's called Corner Pocket, or it was called Corner Pocket when Freddie Green wrote it and Basie recorded it. When words were added by lyricist Donald Wolfe a little bit later on, they called it Until I Met You.
So fancy free, but really lonesome as can be through one lucky day. You came my way. I never knew what love was all about until I met you. I used to still think there'd never be a guy who'd ever care for me. Then what do you know? You made it so. I never knew what love was all about until I met you. When you kissed me, I felt the season change from winter to spring. When you kissed me, I lost my reason, 'cause I heard the birds sing. I felt like a king. And now I have to rub my eyes each time I try to realize that your love is mine. Ain't it just fine? I never knew what love was all about until I met you.
That's New York's Melissa Morgan with a New York City studio band and Freddie Green's song. It was Corner Pocket when Freddie wrote it as an instrumental, but when lyricist Richard Wolff came along and added lyrics, it was called Until I Met You. Here on Radio Munson, I'm glad you're along this evening, wherever you are. Maybe you've been listening to GLT for a while, but perhaps you aren't a contributor. Probably heard us asking for your support, but you thought, well, we're talking to somebody else, or maybe you feel like, heck, I can't afford to contribute. Maybe you don't understand that listeners' financial support is GLT's lifeline, its most important source of income. It's the money we use to pay for the programs you depend on, including Radio Munson. Whatever the reason you didn't give before, this is a good time to rethink all of that and to pitch in. What's a comfortable place for you to start? $5 a month? $10 a month? Get started now by going to WGLT.org. Here's a song that's 100 years old. 1917, George M. Cohan, wrote a song called Over There, just as the American Expeditionary Force embarking for Europe to battle the Hun. The Yanks are coming. Great Army Air Force Band, 1944, making sure that that song that George M. Cohen wrote 100 years ago in 1917 did double duty because the Yanks were coming again. Here on Radio Munson, that was Mel Powell playing piano with the, he just had such a great band, Glenn Miller did. And all the technical facilities that were state of the art in 1944 to record and he did. Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Orchestra. On Radio Munson, we're here till 9 o'clock Central Time. And here in Bloomington Normal, this week, next Thursday evening, I'll be in southern Arizona, just outside of Tucson, in our little winter hideaway. I know I'm getting an early start, but it's getting a little cooler around here. Here's a thing that Joey DeFrancesco did with his hometown band, the City Rhythm Orchestra from Philadelphia, PA. Joey plays the B3 Hammond organ on Time After Time. Thank you.
Sounds are making more than any other. Now I must go, for it's time for you to listen to my other brother.
I think the chick's talking about me, so I better go and see. I'm hip that she knows I find it very best to meet you. That's the reason I've been blowing so snappily. I don't know what you got, but it thrills me, and I hope to have a lot, cause it puts me in clover. So baby, if you would like to dig my other brother, you're gonna have to turn the record over.
Hey, 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 who you talking about? Say, who you talking about? Did I hear you say you'd introduce your other brother? Cause in case I heard you talking about three, that's me, pleased to meet you. How do you do? How are you? Nothing's new. How is everything with you? Would you say I leave this jazz up to my brother?
Did dig my Long Island sound. Hope I'm putting it down. You got me in a mood that's so romantic. If you notice, you can dig the silly old act, because I'm acting so distracted when I dig you. Pretty baby, you will never know how much I really dig you. You've got me so excited that I goof, blowing my horn.
But the news is getting around, will really put me down.
We're glad in fact to know that you enjoy it, and we wish we had the time to give you more.
Thank you for the compliment. You told us we were better just as though we didn't know it. We hit that we're the best, we're over all the rest.
We're in the modern school, we always play cool, we never play the fool.
The honkers and the squeakers might be stealing a show, but we don't go for that, so I will blow.
Hi-ho, lack-a-day, boy, it's a natural fact. I ain't no kin, but I would like to get in the act.
Well, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here now.
Fellas, we appreciate it making you mad, but we must ask you to apologize, because after all, it's in our band.
I don't forget you. It's really a pleasure, and I hope I don't look silly to you. I'm hoping the story that I told did not upset you.
Sorry, no, in conclusion, we are hoping that you weren't bored.
So just before we go, we don't want you to know we're glad. Let me show you how it is. We will be talking about you.
We don't want to back a little on our own.
Manhattan Transfer was already a popular group in 1978 when one of their producers convinced them to try singing vocalese. You know, vocalese is a set of lyrics that are set note for note from impressive instrumental soloists of a past song. So they chose Four Brothers, which was the Jimmy Jeffries composition for Glenn Miller's band. And the Four Brothers were his saxophone section. And they recorded that together with individual solos back in 1947. When the Transfer got a hold of it, they didn't miss a beat. They did more vocalese later on in their careers, which, as a group, are still going. It's Radio Munson here. Yeah, Woody Herman had the first recording in 1947. I mentioned Woody when we were talking about Milwaukee jazz guys a little earlier in the show. Let's hear from some Kansas City jazz guys right now. It's David Bassey, who has a great program, radio program, in Kansas City, and is sort of their resident jazz historian. Phil Woods puts down his alto saxophone and plays clarinet, this time with Mike Melvoin on piano, Steve Gilmore on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums as David Bassey does the vocal. David Bassey and his Kansas City guys on Radio Munson, biding their time. No chance that Mary Ford's going to do that. She has to keep up with Les Paul.
I'm running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay and ready.
Paul and Mary Ford. Boy, they were something else, weren't they? When vibraphonist Lionel Hampton's band played Flying Home near the end of their performances, they always had everybody up dancing in the aisles. What an exciting band. Here on the Radio Munson, one more time, I have something by Linda Ronstadt coming up, and Kurt Elling, and Bette Midler. I think we'll have time for that. And Joe Williams, all before we get to 9 o'clock. Here's a song by another guitarist, very different from Les Paul. It's Mark Elf. And he's backed here by David Hazeltine on piano, Peter Washington on bass, Lewis Nash on drums, Falling in Love with Love. Thank you. Accurate news and smart entertainment are more important than ever these days. That's exactly what you're helping to pay for when you contribute to GLT. Make a one-time contribution or become an ongoing monthly contributor now at WGLT.org. Here's one of Tucson's most distinguished daughters. It's Linda Ronstadt and Nelson Riddle and the orchestra. Sweets Edison's muted trumpet behind Linda Ronstadt, Nelson Riddle arrangement. They did three albums together in the early and mid-1980s. Three albums, not a clunker track in the whole bunch. Radio Munson here on GLT. Here's Kurt Elling, Chicago's own, with his usual pianist, Lawrence Hopgood, and Rob Armstrong on bass, and Michael Raynard playing drums.
I don't need your photograph to put by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you. And I forget to do all kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king and foolish, although it may seem to me it's everything. The mere idea of you, this longing here for you, you'll never know how slowly the moments go until I am near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
By Ray Noble, a British band leader who was trying to make a go of it here in the U.S. of A. back in the 1930s. Lawrence Hopgood playing piano. Michael Reinhardt was on drums, and that was Rob Armstrong playing bass.
Thank you.
That's Ted Heath's big band from Britain and a song called But Not For Me. Me being Don Dot Munson at Comcast.net. I'm glad you're along this evening, wherever you are. You know, I'd love to hear from you. That pianist is Tommy Flanagan, and the chanteuse is Bette Midler.
I used to walk with you along the avenue. Our hearts were carefree and gay. How could I know I'd lose you somewhere along the way? The friends we used to know would always smile hello. No love like our love, they'd say. Then love slipped through our fingers somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night I start remembering everything. You're gone and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way.
Bette Midler leaning on Tommy Flanagan's piano and singing a song that Nat King Cole made popular back in the early 1950s. Well, if we can't get into the club, I'll play them for you here on GLT.
That little jukebox right over there is like a magic key, for it can take me anywhere on wings of memory. I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that record play again. Turn love's December into May again. Bring me the thrill just one more time. I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that sweet refrain again that carries me down lover's lane again, back when the world was all in rhyme. Seems that song was written for us. Every word and note has charm. Our two hearts would sing the chorus as I held you in my arms. I'd give a dollar for a dime. My aching heart is on my sleeve again, to close my eyes and make believe again. I'd give a dollar for a dime to hear that record one more time.
That's Joe Williams with John Sheridan playing piano. Thank you. Part of that gang that sang Heart of My Heart? I thought you were back in the day. That's Les Elgart's band here on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. NPR News at the top of the hour, and then evening jazz keeps on cooking. We'll let Basie with his rhythm section close us off. Shine on, Harvest Moon, wherever you are above those clouds. Shine on. I'll see you from Tucson next week.